The Blind Assassin by Margaret Atwood, read by Lorelei King. 10 days after the war ended, my sister Laura drove a car off a bridge. The car fell 100 feet into the ravine, smashing through the treetops, feathery with new leaves, then burst into flames and rolled down into the shallow creek at the bottom. Nothing much was left of her but charred smithereens. I was informed of the accident by a policeman. The car was mine, and they traced the license. His tone was respectful. No doubt he recognized Richard's name. He said the brakes might have failed, but he felt bound to inform me that two witnesses had claimed that Laura had turned the car sharply and deliberately and had plunged off the bridge with no more fuss than stepping off a curb. They'd noticed her hands on the wheel because of the white gloves she'd been wearing. It wasn't the brakes, I thought. She had her reasons. Not that they were ever the same as anybody else's reasons. She was completely ruthless in that way. "I suppose you want someone to identify her," I said. "I'll come down as soon as I can." I could hear the calmness of my own voice, as if from a distance. In reality, I could barely get the words out.
"I'm afraid there will be an inquest, Mrs. Griffin," he said.
"Naturally, but it was an accident. My sister was never a good driver." I could picture the smooth oval of Laura's face, the dress she would have been wearing, a shirtwaist with a small rounded collar, in a sober color, navy blue or steel gray, penitential colors. Her solemn half-smile, the amazed lift of her eyebrows, as if she were admiring the view.